Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about Mix Halo. I'm not sure how you say it, but they have a new feature that uses AI to beam real-time translations to phones at live events. So if you're attending a live event and the speaker does not speak your native language and you want to hear them or read the captions in your own native language, you can just use this app to listen live to the speaker. So, Jaden, what do you think about this?
This is amazing. And you already know, like, we've all seen like the videos of like, you know, the United Nations, where there's like one world leader like talking and everyone, there's like all these people from all around the world and they're all wearing headphones trying to like understand what, like listen to what they're saying, and people are live translating. I think this is kind of where this goes in the future, even if, and I bet and I've heard people, so I've talked about this a lot and I've had a lot of controversy online about this subject. People have gotten very upset at me, I think on LinkedIn in particular, because they're like, these AI tools, it'll never replace like having an in-person translator. Oh, it's YouTube, I think. Yeah, people got really triggered on YouTube when I made a video about this. It's like, it'll never replace it because they have a personal touch and like blah, 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 all this stuff, whatever. Okay, so let's like just pragmatically look at this. If everyone has a pair of AirPods in and the AirPods are hooked to the app, and like you can imagine it something like, I know what the criticism of this tool here is going to be, is like if you just have your phone listening to the conference room and then it's translating for you, I think it's like writing a transcript, but with the APIs and the AI tools that are out there today, it's not going to be more than a few months before you're wearing a pair of AirPods and it's playing in the AirPods that person talking. Now, I know that the criticism of it's going to be like, when I was in college, there's like one class in particular that I was in, and they would have a speaker come and they would talk and give like their spiel, tell their story. And it was like a one credit class. It was easy, but I needed it. Like, you had to have a certain amount of credits to get to get scholarships and like different things like that. So like, I always took this class. You could take it as many times as you wanted. I took it every semester because it was a really easy class. All I had to do was take notes of whatever they talked about, submit the notes, and that was it. And I got kind of sick of like actually having to type out notes. So eventually what I started doing is I would just hit record on my computer's like voice to text, and it would just like transcribe like a bunch of what they said, and I just submitted that for my notes.
Nice.
The problem, yeah, no, it was great. And it's like bad transcription services back in the day, so I'm sure this is way easier for students now. Plus, like, you could probably transcribe it, give it to ChatGPT, make ChatGPT write the notes for it, submit it. Like, gee, this sounds easy. In fact, you could probably grab the guest's name and be like, give me go find them on LinkedIn, copy their LinkedIn thing and say like, give me 10 notes about their like life story that I could like submit. So like, geez, this would be so easy for college students today. But regardless, the big problem I had back then with it was when you're in like a conference room, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of people, it's not perfectly quiet, your phone doesn't always hear them way up like at the front of the room. So like, that was the problem, and it would miss write things like a lot. And I'm sure the transcription services are much better today, but I was just using Google, something embedded into Google Docs that Google made, you know, probably like 7 or 8, 10 years ago. So all this to say though is just like, that's going to be the big criticism, is that this isn't going to do a perfect translation because it's not going to hear them perfectly well. Where this goes, I'm sure you can all imagine, is every event is just going to have like a little puck attached to the microphone, or like a special microphone, and it's just going to be like, you just have like a MixCon microphone and it's just broadcasting it, and you just get the app and you type in like your code for your conference. Like, every conference is going to have this is a no-brainer, and then you're going to have the AirPods, and while they're talking, it's just translated, and you have this service. And the cool thing about this, and the reason why I think people are going to want to use this, because no matter, like, the criticism is like, these AI tools will never be as good as a fluent person, blah, 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 blah. And like the personal touch and like, whatever. Like, they all say their stuff. Okay, I'm sure AI models can be trained on all of that. But the real reason beyond that, even if it got one word slightly wrong or slightly off or whatever, the real reason why everyone's going to use this is because it's going to be able to clone the speaker's voice and then make it in your language. So it's a no-brainer in my brain. There's no way I would ever want to listen to a translator again if I can listen to an AI voice clone of that person in their actual voice. And is it just me?
No, I think you're spot on. And I mean, I think this will open up opportunities to have really, honestly, much bigger conferences. I mean, because especially, you know, in the tech world, there's people from all over the world that are interested in AI, for example. And so, you know, but if you limit your conference to just English speaking, you're really missing out on a large audience. So I think I see where you're going to this as far as business idea. But if you had a business where you could offer this to conferences, at least, you know, whoever makes the little puck thing to go on the microphone, and just, you know, charge per user for the conference, you're going to open up, you're going to have a lot bigger, you're going to have to sell out, you're going to sell out a lot bigger of a event space if you can offer it to multiple languages. So yeah, I think it's really cool.
Yeah. So they are doing some really interesting things specifically though, that I want to talk about this, what MixHolo is actually doing. So they launched back in 2017. It's not like that new of a company, right? Like this thing is 7 years old. They launched back at TechCrunch Disrupt conference. They claim now that they've cracked the code on latency. So the real thing that's amazing about this is even with translators, and this is another reason, this is beautiful. I love this. Here's another feather in my cap of like why the translators are not going to be relevant. And I think the reason why people push back on it is probably people that are like translators and they're trying to say like, no, my job is so important. I'm sorry. I really, really think this job is going away. I
hate don't want to be translators.
I know. I don't want to be mean. I really think this one's going away and I'm just trying to be honest here. Okay. So empathy and everything, but I'm just trying to be honest. Okay. So they've cracked the code on latency, meaning when a translator does this, and I've listened to plenty of conferences and talks and live events in another language, where there's a person talking in another language and the translator is like, they have to be behind because they have to listen to what they're saying. They think about it and then they say it. So they're like a sentence behind or two sentences behind always. That's just how it is. Unless it's like a pre-scripted thing that I don't know, whatever. But then if they go off script, they have to know what's going on. So they're always going to be behind. So if you want to, so like, imagine you're like, you speak French, you're at this conference, there's a guy talking in English, Sam Altman goes and he announces this big new thing and everyone gasps, wow. And as they're gasping, you don't even know what they're gasping about. You're like a line behind, you're 30 seconds behind or 10 seconds behind. That's so annoying. Like, come on, that sucks. So if these guys really have cracked the code on latency, you get that instant, like as they say it, you get it, you gasp with the crowd as the latest model is unveiled. Come on, that is so much better of a user experience. For that reason, and for the numerous others I've shared, I think this is going to be the future.
Yeah, I mean, if they could partner with, I mean, and I guess I haven't read the article fully, but do they have their own voice emulators? Probably not. But if they could partner with 11 Labs or something like that to,
probably,
you know, like you said, if they haven't done this already, I'm sure it will be not far behind, but emulate the voice of the speaker too. That's cool stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, for anyone curious on what cracked the code on latency means, I'll just explain it. And I think it's really cool because 11 Labs kind of does this too, and some others. But, and from my explanations, what I've understood, this is sort of how it works in layman's terms. I'm no developer, so don't get mad at me. But pretty much when you're talking to ChatGPT, you know how you like query it with a question and then like it like brrr, you see it like live typing out the answer and then you get it. So most of these translation or like audio services, essentially what they're doing is you ask it the question, it sends it over to the AI model. The AI model gives the response. Then the audio thing goes and reads that thing. So it creates like a file of it, like reading that, then it sends that file back to you. That takes a couple seconds, even at the fastest to do, or a while, because it's got to do all the processing. What OpenAI is even doing, and a bunch of others are doing with different AI audio tools, is they're doing like audio streaming. And essentially you could imagine you say the question and as ChatGPT is typing out the response, like brrr, the audio thing is grabbing it live as it's typing it out and reading it live. It doesn't even know what the end of the sentence is when it starts the beginning of the sentence. And it's got all these models that are trained probably similar to OpenAI, because you think like when someone says a sentence, the inflection and how they say the whole sentence, it's like you like pronounce things differently, you know what I mean? And so to get that correctly, I'm assuming that they have an AI model that's like even predicting what the inflection patterns of that audio should be based off of what they think it's going to like. So it's like the audio thing is also predicting. Anyways, it's interesting, but moral of the story, it's streaming it live, so you get it instantly. When they say crack the code, it's not like there's a magic. I mean, it's magic. It's hard, but like that's the technical explanation. And there's a bunch of people that are doing this. So in any case, this is cool. They at launch are going to translate 50 languages. I think that's amazing. People that are attending conferences can access this technology through an app on their smartphone. So they're just going to have an app for this. And MixHollow has not disclosed its AI partner for translation. So there's probably one, but they're not saying who it is. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it's probably 11 Labs, maybe a mixture of 11 Labs and Google Translate. But like, that's all you need. I don't know why you do anything else. So those are kind of the biggest. So anyways, really cool. And I think this unlocks a lot, not just for conferences, but for concerts, they said it's used for Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, NASCAR, and a bunch of other cool things. So this is pretty exciting stuff. And I think that it's going to be a big deal.
Well, if you enjoyed the podcast or got any value out of it, please leave us a review. We really appreciate it. Have an amazing rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.